USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is speaking out against President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
This is about your health care. This is about whether or not the ACA will exist. This is about whether or not pre-existing conditions will be continue to be covered. This is about whether or not a woman can be charged more for the same procedure as a man. This is about people's health care in the middle of a pandemic.
On CBS, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
We've been in conversations with Leader McConnell, with Chairman Graham. He is going to put forth a pretty aggressive schedule for hearings and markups that we believe will happen in the middle part of October. And if all goes well, then certainly a vote on the floor sometime before the election.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
William Barr says he's going to sue churches in the Bay Area, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Attorney General threatening to sue San Francisco over COVID-19 restrictions preventing churches from opening. Bill Barr wrote to Mayor London Breed saying that limiting places of worship to one person at a time infringes on religious freedom and violates First Amendment rights. The San Francisco Interfaith Council meeting next week to discuss the restrictions. Some lifting of limitations is expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump and Joe Biden will face each other in Cleveland on Tuesday for their first debate. The president was on Fox and Friends. He was asked about how he's preparing.
I think I prepare every day. I think, you know, when you're president, you sort of see everything that they're going to be asking, and they may disagree with you, but we've done a great job. We created the greatest economy in history.
Fox News anchor Chris Wallace will moderate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Chinese automaker showed off an electric flying vehicle at the 2020 Beijing International Automotive Exhibition. The car, which is called the Kiwi Gogo, can carry up to 2 passengers and is designed to flow at altitudes between 16 and 82 feet, according to Speng Motors, the Alibaba-backed manufacturer that produced the car. It has 8 propellers and a small capsule-like frame. Speng, a startup with $1.7 billion in investment capital, is considered an emerging rival to Tesla in the electric vehicle market. The company said that the Kiwi Gogo is the first in a series of electric flying vehicles. According to the president, Brian Gu, they say in the future, not only electric vehicles will have the smart mobility autonomous driving features. He said with other technology, they can enable other devices that can create a multidimensional ecosystem. A man is in jail after breaking COVID-19 rules. USA's John Hunt reports.
A Maryland man was sentenced to a full year in jail for throwing parties at his home that violated Governor Larry Hogan's emergency coronavirus restrictions on gatherings. Sean Myers was arrested after having 2 parties at his home in southern Maryland that had at least 50 people in attendance. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.